Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
One of my favorite people who happens to be an actor, Nia Long, is set to join the cast of NCIS Los Angeles for its 9th season. Now, she's going to be a series regular, ka-ching, on the long-running show and will play Shay Mosley, the team's new executive assistant director. You know, Mosley is a former Secret Service agent with plenty of experience to bring to the team, as well as that East Coast attitude, because you know Nia can just bring that. The network is saying the role was actually created for Miss Long, who always brings her A game. And you know what? It's a good thing they got Nia, because after the presentations at the Summer Television Critics Association, CBS has been under a bit of fire about their lack of diversity in front and behind the camera, especially since all of their new pilots for the fall season have male leads. Well, they said, you know what, they're working on diversity, but it's really not a priority for them. They are going to continue to go with their broader appeal. Alrighty then. Let's see how long that's going to last in this world today. And Taraji P. Henson will host the Black Girls Rock 2017 Awards, which taped this coming Saturday at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey. Now, this will actually air August 20th on BET. And, you know, it was created by women's empowerment advocate Beverly Bond, and she has done such an amazing job with that award. And Taraji says, you know what, I was honored back in 2011. It was truly a highlight of my life. And she is so glad to be a part of this presentation this year, which, by the way, is going to be honoring one of my faves again, Issa Rae. And 50 Cent isn't too pleased with the way Starz has treated him or his number one rated drama series, Power. You know, it airs on the network. It's done actually pretty good, but he has been taken to Instagram with some harsh words about it. He said, "It's the biggest show on your network. Doesn't that mean anything?" Well, I guess not. He said that he is so ticked off because they killed off two characters in this last episode. It was supposed to have two parts. Unfortunately, Starz aired it as a singular part, and some of the details of the story were lost as a result. Well, Diddy didn't like that. And you know what? I hear you, brother, because you've got to stand up for your own vision, and we know that isn't easy in this business. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.